This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Here's McDavid. Out of shot! Score! Leon Draisaitl! The Oilers win game one!
They get really aggressive. And all of a sudden, Perry makes a great pass to McDavid, and McDavid returns the favor over to Draisaitl. Nobody in front of the net with Draisaitl.
The lowest of low-hanging fruit when it comes to why will the Oilers win this year's Stanley Cup? Because of the game's best goal scorer. Of course it's Leon Draisaitl. Of course they're up one game to none. It's not like it wasn't suggested here on the show yesterday, Marty.
Somehow I've been asked millions of times over the last 2 days.
Millions.
Because I picked the Panthers, and they're like, well, if the Oilers win, what is it going to be about? And I... Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl. Like, I want to see
puck
Stuart
over the glass.
Skinner.
Huh? And puck over the glass.
Yeah, I want to see Stuart Skinner. It's going to be awesome. And the depth, Ryan Nugent Hopkins and Evander Kane. But, I mean, I push
they
it
were.
All aside.
Kane's presence around the net on Edmonton's goals, enormous. Stuart Skinner, perfectly fine.
Kasperi Kapanen has been, like, fantastic.
100%.
So, but at the end of the day, it comes down to what? Like, Connor McDavid has 2 assists. They're unbelievable plays. Mm-hmm. Like, the saucer pass to Matias Ekholm. I think he's going to Evander Kane, but, I mean, still, like, Connor McDavid, CBC, the panel, Kevin Bieksa is like, he's going to Evander Kane. Kelly Rudy is like, you know what? If it wasn't Connor McDavid, I would say yes, he's going to Evander Kane. But because it's Connor McDavid, I think he knows Matias Ekholm is on the backside of it and he's going right to him. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, like that's how Connor McDavid is. And then Leon Draisaitl in the clutch. The Oilers have 4 overtime wins in the playoffs this year. He has 3 goals and a primary assist. Like that's Leon Draisaitl, like one of the best players. The MVP for me this year when I look at the Hart Trophy. Mm-hmm. And unbelievable. So, and Chris Knobloch. There's that you know, Spencer Carberry last year, Washington Capitals, like what he did. The Pittsburgh Penguins hire Dan Muse, right, to be their coach. And then now Marco Sturm with Boston. But Chris Knobloch didn't have head coaching NHL experience. And he comes in now in 2 years, he goes to the finals both times. And what he did in the third period last night was great. Is at the moment where he realized Florida was playing 3 lines, they barely played their 4 lines. He's like, you know what? I'm going to create a matchup nightmare for you guys. I'm going to put Draisaitl and McDavid together. We're down a goal and we need to. And what happened? They outshot Florida 14-2 in the third period. They dominated the third period. You know, because he changed things up. Like, I think that was well played by the Oilers, and they totally deserved it. Was a close game, but they deserved that win.
Yeah, like, that's the thing. I'm not disputing, you know, obviously everything matters to a certain extent, but the fact of the matter is, I thought Edmonton was really lucky to get through the first 4 minutes of overtime because it was all Panthers.
Yes.
So then your comment about, you know, coaching and matchups would have gone out the window. And that's just the nature of this, right? And I'm just glad that you, in passing there, mentioned Stuart Skinner, because the point of expecting, personally, Edmonton to win this thing now is that since Skinner reestablished himself, to me, like, there, it's still, it's uniquely Skinner. Like, he's his own, to me, he's his own style in there. But I see zero panic. It doesn't matter when or how goals go in against him. I just think his body language, positioning, he's not standing there evoking images of Conn Smythe winners gone by, but he should, if they win this, he should at least get some trickle down Conn Smythe votes, right? I mean, I think
it's hard to do that because Calvin Pickard was like basically won every game,
yeah,
right?
Tom Barrasso had the same thing with Peter Angelo in Pittsburgh, and you mentioned Grubauer yesterday and Holtby and stuff. Like, there are, and Colorado. Right? Kemper had a little time off.
Yes.
And so, like, this is not unusual. We don't always see the 15 and 16 game winners en route to a Stanley Cup. Was it a little bit more dramatic this year?
Going into the Stanley Cup final, they were six wins by Calvin Pickard, six wins by Stuart Skinner.
Right. And again, what, 3 million total or less than 4 million total in goaltending commitment monetarily for the Oilers right now? And
it's
next
also
year?
Probably making you lose a little bit of sleep, because at times it could flip on the other side. But Stuart's going to. So here's the thing, Duffer. I always saw goaltending in three parts. There's a technical part. There's a physical part, and then there's a mental part. Mm-hmm. When you look at Stuart Skinner, you see that the physical part, he's in great shape. He's got size. He's got, you know, long legs, long arms, like all of it, right? I feel like the physical part is great for him. The technical part and the mental part has always been fluctuating. It's up and down and up and down. But what that break did to him is he worked on the technical. Like, he's deeper, doesn't chase the game as much, and there's this huge difference from him, like, even in the regular season to now. And now I'm learning more about Stuart Skinner's mental side of it. He's talked about books that he's read and, you know, the calmness to him and trying to bring that down and not feel so hyped up all the time. I think it's made a big difference. And he is... Look, Sergei Bobrovsky is probably one of the most calm goaltender in the National Hockey League when it comes to the mental side and being able to just settle down. But Stuart Skinner has basically matched Sergei on that side. Like, they look both calm despite their activity at times. It comes out of it, and they're calm after it, and it's fantastic.
Did you think he was more calm than Bobrovsky, which sounds like a ridiculous thing to say?
Yeah, I think he was. I think
Bob had a couple of moments, but again, like, it doesn't really matter. I mean, Dom used to have
Bob
moments
was trying
all the
to
time.
Be so aggressive. Bob, the poke check on Kapanen, the poke check on Bouchard, like both breakaways, like he's trying to be. And I think that was the mentality of Florida. We got to be aggressive, aggressive, aggressive.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It worked for most of the game.
Sure it did.
They got caught on the power play. Like, they got caught being aggressive, but they played that way, and they were hoping to win that way. Mm-hmm. Did they adjust in game two? I don't think so. I think it worked pretty good. But, you know, like, Seth Jones goes up, aggressive, aggressive, and McDavid finds Dreisaitl. Mm-hmm. But Paul Maurice, even on TNT to Jackie Redmond, he said they were about to go on the penalty kill when she talked to him. And he goes, we got to be aggressive. We got to know. When the pressure starts, we got to be aggressive. And if we can't pressure, we got to back off. Well, they felt they could pressure on the game-winning goal, and it just was a fantastic play by Corey Perry to McDavid and a fantastic play from McDavid to Dreisaitl, and it's in the back of the net.
Darren Dreger coming up here on Sabres Live, then, as usual, more of your calls at the bottom of the hour.
I have maybe a mini rant at the bottom of the hour, statistical rant for you, Duffer.
Really?
So, yeah.
What day is it? We got to mark this down.
Thursday,
June 5th.
June the 5th.
The day I've been waiting for. He takes over the show.
How the league like is maybe misleading a lot of people. And it's not that big of a difference, okay, but no, it bugged me.
Don't undersell it. Upsell it here. Come on. Upsell it. 12:30. You need to be here. Okay. In the context of aggression, and this may or may not be even worthy of talking about, so I apologize, but...
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I would be fascinated to know how many times the Florida Panthers are actually offside entering a zone. Because you know now, anytime a team enters a zone, the other team's video coach is making sure, like, hey, like, we got to be on this right away.
Yeah.
I can't tell you, like, it fascinated me last night how over the edge they are in regroups, zone entries. I just, like, and because you were talking about pace and pressure, I couldn't get over just how fast and presumably super aware they are at the blue line. And then conversely, like, I'm looking at all these situations going, oh, they score here. This might be coming back because it was that close. Right. And I just, I'm sure that there's not a lot of difference between many teams at this point. I just thought, to your point, the Panthers' pressure everywhere on the ice is impressive. And that's why they are what they are.
Yeah, they play on the line, right? They play right on the line. And that is a big, I mean, geez, and I'm going to talk to Darren Dreger about this, but Sam Bennett is playing on the line as well, right? Being right at the crease and the goal that was called.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So they play on the line. The Florida Panthers play on the line every single second of every game.
All right, well, Darren Dreger's coming up. The Sabres Foundation Golf Tournament is also coming up. It's Monday, September 15th, Country Club of Buffalo. Sign up for your foursome today. Hit the links with Sabres player, alumni, personality. Enjoy a great day on the course. Visit sabres.com/golf today. Darren Dreger stepping in a little early because we waited too long for the Stanley Cup final, so we're not going to make the same mistake with our hockey insider from TSN. Hi, Dregs. How are you?
I'm doing okay. You know, it's an off day, obviously, here. I'm not in Edmonton. I'm in studio here in Toronto. So, you know, with July 1st and everything that is looming post-Stanley Cup, I have to take advantage of every off day because there is no such thing as an off day. So today's off day is me running errands and having meetings around stuff that structured my summer so that I can disappear to my retreat in Manitoba. So that's one of the many meetings I've got today and a couple more on Saturday.
Okay, Dregs, let's start Sabres for me, and then we'll go to the finals. Jarmo Kekalainen was announced as the, what is it, advisor to the general manager, I think the title is. And he's got 30 years of experience in the front office, scouting, assistant general manager, everything, international hockey. What does Jarmo bring to the Sabres front office, to Kevin Adams, to be able to kind of put that group, that hockey department group, and make some decisions?
Well, I mean, you nailed it. It starts with experience at every single level, right? With the draft looming, and we're not just talking about 2025 because, you know, collectively, when you look across the NHL, Marty, with some of what might happen with Kevin Adams and Buffalo Sabres, some of those draft picks could be in play across the board, across the league. So how do you approach that type of thing? And then you look at 26 where, you know, it's expected to be a better draft class. You look at the contracts that Adams is wrestling with, and it starts for me with Bo Byram. So you've got a guy who's been there and has done that. Not that Kevin is inexperienced at this stage of his general manager tour, but just having another voice, somebody who's been through it. I have all the time in the world for Jarmo Kekalainen, and to be honest, I'm a bit surprised that he is not an NHL general manager at this point. I feel like he's certainly worthy of that. He certainly earned that. And when I think back of the days of the Columbus Blue Jackets under the guidance of Jarmo Kekalainen, sure, he made mistakes. But the majority of his mistakes were made aggressively, trying to get the Columbus Blue Jackets in a position where they could contend for a playoff spot and perhaps heavier than that. So I look at the body of his work, and I think that he's an excellent add to the front office in Buffalo.
Anything else out of our city based on the Combine being here this week?
Oh, you mean Tamperfest? Yeah, a lot of those conversations, right? And you're clearly not going to be able to pin down a GM or pin down a player agent. But, you know, obviously when you've got the crop of youngsters there, who the majority of which are represented by high-profile player agents, there are going to be conversations. And some of those conversations might kind of drift around some of the trade potential that's existing out there. And I would also say, you know, some of the free agents, obviously, as we creep closer to July 1st. So I can't pin it down on specifics. I'm sure Darren Ferris, who represents Sam Bennett, and Mitch Marner was very popular, but he also represents Bo Byram, right, for the Buffalo Sabres. So I can't imagine that he escaped a couple of days in Buffalo without meeting face-to-face with Adams and having conversations with multiple GMs.
You just mentioned Sam Bennett, so this is where I'm going to start about last night. I think he knew exactly where to fall and how to impact Stuart Skinner's ability to make the save. Like, that was so surprising that it was a quick decision by the NHL. Look, Kulak, does it tangle with him? Yeah, but he didn't push him into the goalie. He tangled feet. I thought this should have been waved off, but obviously the league doesn't want to take goals away. And now goalie interference challenges in the playoffs are 0-4. Coaches have lost all four of them. How did you see the play? And did you get something from the league that says, we're okay with what Sam Bennett is doing in that case?
Well, first of all, I appreciate Chris Knobloch calling challenge. And as he said post-game, he'll call that every single time. And I think that most NHL head coaches, given the same circumstance, for sure they would. But the question that was asked of me by a league source involved in the process last night was, how did Bennett get there? How did he make contact with Stu Skinner? And the answer is, well, he, in some way, shape, or form, accidentally or otherwise, was helped by Brett Kulak. Correct, Marty?
Well, the rule says if you've been pushed, fouled.
He was tripped.
It was incidental. It was like we tangled feet a little.
Terrible call. I'll be the deciding vote.
Okay, well, I look, I mean, you guys are entitled to your opinion. I wouldn't call it terrible. I would call it marginal. There's no question about that. But, you know, I'll invite you guys, and not on behalf of the National Hockey League, just generally for educational purposes, to come to Florida to the next GM meetings.
Oh, yes.
And you can sit in that very room, and you can pepper that group of 7, 8, 9 guys who sit inside the situation room and have been there for a long, long time, and go through video clip by video clip. We've done that. We've had to go through it. And then, Duffer, you can say, that was a terrible call on that play.
I
mean, I trust
them.
Their
they
experience.
All know us. I'm just trying to make a point to decide.
I get it.
No, this is great, Duffer. We just earned a trip to Florida because now they have to send us to Florida for the GM meetings.
To help fund the trip, I'm going to be selling Tamperfest t-shirts at Canalside in the weeks leading up to it. So this is great. This is all coming together nicely.
That's a good idea.
Oh, man. Okay, well, that changed the game. And like Edmonton came back and battled their way back. That changed the game. McDavid, Draisaitl. I mean, we talked at the start of the show. Like, they were unbelievable and it's low-hanging fruit. But, like, do you think that there's another level? Like, they were unbelievable when it mattered. And I feel like there's still another level to those two players now trying to get that cup after losing it last year.
Well, and if that's true, if there is another level to those two men, then the Florida Panthers have a problem, right? Sam Bennett, for sure, he was on point early in that hockey game. It feels like they're going to need more from the big boys, Barkov, Reinhart, Matthew Tkachuk, clearly. So let's see what they've got. And it does feel like a split is needed by the Florida Panthers going into game two tomorrow night. But what we're seeing in, especially on Draisaitl for me, and I think it was obvious last night, he's healthy, right? Yeah. You know, you reflect back on a year ago and Leon just, he couldn't get around. He didn't engage physically. And last night, it wasn't just the goals that he scored, the obvious being the game winner on the power play, but he opened the scoring, you know, in Draisaitl fashion. But we showed a video pack, and he was clearly targeted, right, by the Florida Panthers. Of course they're going to physically try and get to him. He's a horse of a human being. You know, he's a lot like Mikko Rantanen. You can try that, but it's not going to work. He's going to bounce off it. He's going to feed off it, and he's going to respond with his own level of physicality. So, yeah, there's a challenge in that, in Draisaitl and in Connor McDavid. I actually thought by his own standards, McDavid was a little bit pedestrian in the first maybe two periods of the game. He came on later, and then obviously was dynamic in overtime, but it goes way beyond those two guys. And I think also that's why you got a level of annoyance from the captain post game, you know, where they're growing tired of talking about how good they are defensively and talking about why depth matters in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And in this case, the Stanley Cup final, because Arvidsson was really good. I mean, Kasperi Kapanen is going to get a contract out of this. He's going to get another contract in the NHL out of this. So for me, it goes well beyond those two guys, but those two guys can be series changers for sure.
We spent an entire show and then some earlier this week on Jason Robertson. What's your take on what happens with him and with Dallas?
Well, I understand the speculation, and I understand why Dallas would be open for just about any level of business. Now, if they're trying to get into the high rent district of unrestricted free agency, and, you know, I still want to put in capital letters IF if Bennett is available on July 1st, why wouldn't Dallas be among the teams that would be interested in a player like that? He would slot in there with what they already have. You know, and I mean, positionally, it's a little bit different, but I'm just saying that, you know, the grit and determination that he plays with every single shift, man, that's got to meet the eye of every coach, especially Peter DeBoer of the Dallas Stars. And there was some speculation around him. Jason Robertson's a good player. So if you subscribe to the belief that to get good players, good assets, you've got to be willing to give up something quality, well, then you dangle a carrot like that. So we've got to dig into it in the days ahead here, but that didn't surprise me at all. But I don't think that's because Dallas doesn't believe in the future of Jason Robertson. I think they believe in the validity of change and how change can make a difference. It's not change for the sake of change, but you got to be willing to part with good assets.
John Tavares and Mitch Marner, you mentioned Mitch Marner earlier, but is John Tavares, I felt like it was going to be settled by now, the contract. He said he wants to stay, whatever. And then Brett Treliving says we need a change of DNA. Is this a complete, as they say, like, is John Tavares going to sign, or is that going to move on into a different situation?
No, to be determined, and I'm sure that Paperson, who represents John Tavares and many others, had conversations with Bradshaw living in Buffalo as part of the combine. And obviously Tavares would be top of mind in Toronto because he definitely wants to stay in Toronto. But what does that contract look like? So I reached out to some sources. As soon as Yanni Gourde hit the extension button with the Tampa Bay Lightning, that to me makes a lot of sense in linking Toronto and Tavares. Now, I don't know that Toronto wants to go as far as 6 years, even though they did with Chris Tanev. And that brought the AAV down. And you have to have an organization where ownership is okay with that because you get plus 35, those dollars matter, right? And they matter to your owner. So I think that the Tavares extension, if it gets done in Toronto, is going to be a complex one. I think it'll have a deferral mechanism attached to it. But I think it's going to have more term on it than most Leaf fans would be comfortable with, but it'll bring the AAV down. But what does that look like? What is that AAV? Because whatever Tavares is getting from Toronto to make it comfortable for Toronto, he's going to get way more on the open market. So right. This is a money situation for John Tavares, and it certainly isn't in its entirety, then he'll get more money elsewhere. So Toronto needs a firm number on what Tavares is willing to do.
I feel I'm guilty of not getting enough spontaneity from the two of you, so I'm going to put you both on the spot as of June 5th. This is not to be held against you moving forward closer to July 1st. It's merely, what are you thinking today? Darren and Marty, where is Mitch Marner going to sign?
Okay, I'll start. Vegas. And I don't really know how.
Say no more. I love it. Marty?
Yeah.
I said I was going to say Vegas too. Like that's who I was going to go with. And
that's fantastic. That's awesome.
And I looked at, look, Carolina would be a fantastic team, but we all already know that Mitch Marner said no. Yeah. Carolina. Now there was personal reasons, having a baby, the whole thing.
Yeah.
Carolina's got a lot of cap space, and I could see Marner like getting a call from Carolina saying, "Hey, we wanted you, and you said no at Dan, but you know, we really want you." So I could see Carolina, but I think Vegas is the spot.
Yeah. And what happens if Sam Bennett leaves Florida? Right. I alluded to this earlier. And this is just based on gut, not inside information. You know, if Florida makes a series out of this, which they will, if they defend their Stanley Cup, you know, do we really think that Bennett is just going to jump into the market and say, yeah, I mean, if Florida tables a fair offer on a long term, I got a hard time believing Bennett leaves. But if he does, then you have to include Florida as an option for Marner as well.
What about Ekblad, who apparently bleeds Florida?
Mm. Well, and that's the decision that the Panthers are going to have to make. You know, it doesn't look like they can afford both those guys unless Billy Zito, you know, waves that magic wand, which he seems to have. You know, it's not all about taxation and a sunshine state in Florida. You've got to manage your cap, and Florida has done that incredibly well. Doesn't feel like they can keep both those guys. So Ekblad will be a hot commodity.
Just as we can't keep you any longer, we know you're on a tight schedule, even on your day off.
So good.
Dregs, thank you so much.
Tune in for my rant. I got a rant coming up after the break, Dregs, if you want to tune in for my rant.
I can't wait. I will delay my meeting for the rant.
We'll make sure it is shared via Sabres Live on X. It's Marty Rantanen coming up. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback.
I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.